Good morning, everyone. Enjoy some coffee on this Wednesday morning to wake yourselves up and begin a day with Zrizus, the topic of our study. I want to thank, as always, Chani and Len Grunstein for sponsoring the 10 Minutes of Meaning series for this year in memory of Chani's father, Mr. Aaron Tambor, Aaron Ben Yitzchak, who's Neshama Shel Evan Aliyah. We've been studying Mesilas Yesharim, that Ramchal has been reminding us how to greet the day with alacrity, with zeal, with enthusiasm, to set goals and to pursue them with resolutions, not just as a wish list. We've been talking about what detracts one from achieving the best version of ourselves, the impediments and obstacles, how to navigate around them, but also how to identify those goals and to relentlessly pursue them. So we're up to where the Ramchal says the following. Omnam, this is a key fundamental insight into human behavior, into how we can pursue our goals. Omnam, hisbonein ocha kamusha azrizus utoledas ha'islatus apanimi, kein min hazrizus yivaleid ha'islatus. So what causes what? The cause and effect. How exactly does it work? Do you have to wait to be excited about something and then you go and you run to pursue doing it? You have to get excited about going to the gym, excited about the chavrusa going to the shir, excited about a career change or a move to be able to professionally grow. You have to wait to be excited and then you do it? Or if you go run to do it, will that generate the excitement? Now there's a Yiddish expression, which I love. I don't know it in the Yiddish, but apparently it's a Yiddish expression, which I love. That goes something like this. With the eating comes the appetite. I'm sure you've had the experience where you feel full and you've sworn you will never, ever, ever eat again. You're stuffed. It's the eighth day of Pesach. You've been eating and gorging for 8 straight days. You'll never need to eat again. And then you attend a meal. Maybe you're at a program in your own home. And you say, you know, I'm just going to take a taste. And you start eating. And with the eating comes the appetite. It's true for a lot of areas and arenas in life, some of most of which we will not talk about right now. But one of the areas with the eating comes the appetite is Rizus. The bottom line is that we don't wait to be motivated and then do. If we run to start doing and we do it with excitement and energy and enthusiasm, we'll find that we're motivated. We mentioned on Shabbos about a positive attitude, a positive spirit, the mitzvah of being happy, which is an independent mitzvah, not just enhancing mitzvahs to do it with joy and happiness, but the independent separate mitzvah to be happy. So most people think, you know, I have to wait to be happy and I'll start smiling. But the truth is it's exactly the opposite. And this is true. We had a pediatrician who was here for Shabbos, Mr. Sanders' son, Dr. Shelley Sanders, who told me that it's true scientifically and medically. The way the muscles of the face work, when you use your muscles not to lower your lips to make a frown, but when you use the muscles of the face to lift the corners of your lips to bring a smile, there's a chemical release in your brain which makes you happy. So you don't wait to feel happy and then you smile. If you start smiling, you'll find that you're happy. So it says that Mesilas Yesharim says that Ramchal, alacrity is influenced by the arousal from within. The arousal itself is influenced by the alacrity. It's really the Sefer HaChinuch says famously the same thing, that achara pa'ulos nimshach halavavos. You don't wait to feel and then you do. You go run to do, and then you'll find that you feel. It's true in relationships as well. It's true in marriage. Sometimes a marriage hits a wall, grows stale. There's conflict, there's challenge. And one of the advice I give that real therapists give is, love is a verb, it's not an adjective. So if you start loving the other, if you start doing good things, kind things, generous things for the other, then it'll generate, you'll find the feeling of love. So it's very counterintuitive, but it's so critically important. And the Ramchal is describing, this is part of the human psyche, it's part of human behavior. If you can overcome the resistance that's holding you back, the resistance holding you back from coming to shul or coming on time or not talking, the resistance holding you back from eating right, enjoy the donuts, or from exercise, the resistance holding you back from making achievements in learning, the resistance holding you back from being the mother, father, husband, or wife, from being the person that we're meant to be, that we can be, if we can overcome that resistance and just start doing, then we'll find the feeling catches up. V'hainu, k'misha margish atzma ma'isa mitzvah k'moshu b'mar t'nuasu achitzona, k'ini ni yugorim sh'tivar bo t'nuasu apnimis, k'mo k'in v'acheshek v'achefet yizgaber bo v'yelech. The more you do it, and the more you do it with energy, not with laziness and procrastinating, the more you do it with excitement and eagerness, not with a sense of discharging an obligation or the fact that it's a burden, the feeling will come afterwards. So again, it's counterintuitive. We think I have to feel and then I do, but the Ramchal and the Sefer HaChinuch And Lahavdil, modern day science says it's exactly the opposite. You have to first start doing, and then you'll find that you feel. If you react with laziness when you move your limbs, the inner drive will also wither and will be extinguished. So yeah, if you drag yourself to do it, if you overcome the resistance, but you have to drag yourself as if you're almost unwilling, you're being schlepped to go do it, whatever it is the goal, then the excitement's not going to come. So you have to do two things in overcoming the resistance. You have to actually get up and go do it, and then while you're doing it, you have to do it with a smile and a sense of energy. And if you do those two things and you do them consistently, then you'll find that the excitement catches up and you'll be eager. You'll be eager to do it. I mentioned on Shabbos Shuvah, Shabbos ago, the last year, I forgot which, an insight of Tony Robbins, the great motivational speaker, who says, you know, we make the mistake of thinking that I have to be motivated and then I go do. But if I define myself by what I want to do, then now I've cornered myself and I have to go do it. So for example, we say, you know what? I want to start jogging. I want to start running. I want to be a runner. I'm jealous. I'm envious. Rabbi Moskowitz, others, they're in such good shape. They're motivated. Rabbi Shabtai flies around the circle now with one kidney. It's unbelievable. And I'm motivated. I want to be like that. So you say, I'm going to wait and wait and wait. So what do? I'm going to be a jogger. I want to start jogging. I think I'm going to start jogging. I want to jog. And next thing, 1 year turns into 2 years, 10 years later, you haven't even gone for a walk, let alone a jog. So his solution, his suggestion is that you don't wait to be excited about jogging and then you go for your first run. What you do is you lay out your running clothing and you say, I'm a jogger. I'm a jogger. I am a jogger. Now, it would be pasnish for you to be a jogger and not jog. How could you be a runner who never runs? How could you be a jogger who never jogs? So what needs to change in your mind is not that I need to go on my first jog, it's that you have to see yourself as a jogger. So it's true in the world of exercises, all the more true in the world of Avodas Hashem, of spirituality, of personal growth, of character. You have to say, not, I can't wait, I'm going to try to be a more patient person. I really want to overcome anger, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to work on patience, I'm going to be patient. If only I could read the right book or listen to the right lecture, if only I could be around the right people, I want to be patient. What you have to say is, I'm a patient person. And now it's pasnished for me to be a patient person who's impatient. I'm a learner. I'm a learner who never opens up a sefer. I'm a Ben Torah, I'm a Yirei Hashem. I'm a Yirei Hashem who doesn't come to shul, who talks during davening. It's pasnished. So we have to change the way we see ourselves, and when we change the way we see ourselves with excitement, I have an image. I'm a jogger. I'm a person who advances my career. I'm successful. I'm a community leader or volunteer. I'm someone who's a learner. I'm somebody who's the best father, mother, husband, or wife. When we change our own self-image and how we see ourselves, then our actions we'll have to live up to match our image that we've set for ourselves. So again, this whole thing's counterintuitive. If you're sitting back on your couch, if you're lazy, waiting for that stroke of Zrizos to hit you, I can't wait. It's going to just hit me like a flash of lightning, and then I'll be excited to spend time with my spouse, to be a better parent. Then I'll be driven to try to have aspiration in my career. Then I'm going to learn more, daven more, do chesed more, volunteer more. It's not going to happen. You're going to sit in your wait, and you're going to waste your life. And you're going to look back at the end of the life saying, how many dreams and wishes I had, but they never turned into reality. If we want it to turn into reality, says the Ramchal, then what we have to do is start doing it. And do it with enthusiasm, with a smile, and then the drive will catch up. Now we'll hit a wall. That's what the Ramchal spoke about earlier in this parak, in Parak Zion. That there's a zrizus to get out of the gate, and then we hit that wall. And you got to be prepared to hit that wall. I was just having a conversation this morning with somebody who had lost some weight, was doing great, and fell off the wagon. I said, what happened? He said, it wasn't exciting anymore. When you first start, and the weight's dripping off of you, and you're getting great feedback from people, and the pants are fitting much looser, and it's you're allergic to cake and potato chips, you'd never think of it. It disgusts you. It's poison. And then you hit a wall. You hit a wall where it's not as romantic, it's not as exciting, the feedback's not as great. What do you do to run through the wall? You hit a wall in the daf. It's called Erchen, Tamura. Krisis, you hit a wall. The phenomenal Masechtas, we love every daf of Torah. It's absolutely amazing. But you know, it was easy to ride the bicycle downhill. Brachos and all this moed. We're riding like a steep incline uphill. So what happens when you hit the wall? Is there the zrizos, the excitement, the enthusiasm? Can you generate it to say, I'm a person who learns the daf. I'm a person who's going to be Messiah Shas. It'd be pasnish for me to not learn the daf when I'm a person who learns the daf. That's what we have to do. Just a little bit more. Says the Ramchal, you already know that what is most desirable to serve Hashem is the yearning of the heart. And it's the pining of the neshama, of the soul. All these psukim of David HaMelech describe the thirsting of the soul, this insatiable appetite, this unquenchable thirst. My soul is so thirsty that I'm not just going through the motions and I'm not just lazily delivering it and mailing it in, but I'm doing it with excitement, with enthusiasm, with a sense of thirst, because that tells Hashem everything. You know, what we do with excitement shows what we really care about. You have people who can never make it up in the morning for Minyan, but if they have an early round of golf, ooh-wah, they can't sleep the night before. Up early, dressed, stretching, loosening up on the driving range. So we find the energy and we find the enthusiasm for the things that we really care about. So when we do something without energy or enthusiasm, what we're saying is, it's not really a priority. We don't really care about it. We're just mailing it in. So therefore, the way to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we love Him is to generate and to do everything with that enthusiasm and alacrity. Have a fantastic day.